taking a look at figure 63, we see a rectangular course. As with all ground reference maneuvers, turns about a point, S turns across a road or the rectangular course, your first turn should be downwind. The reason for that is so that your first turn is your steepest turn. So in this instance, let's say the wind is out of the north, the aircraft at position 2 is beginning the turn. Position 2 is the steepest turn. The aircraft is flying a heading of 180 between positions 2 and 3. When the aircraft gets to position number 3, it's going to turn crosswind. If it turns to 90 degrees, the wind will cause the airplane to drift to the south and drift off the page. So the turn at position number 3 is going to be more than 90 degrees. I don't know what it's going to be. It depends on how strong the wind is. Let's say it's 080 degrees. So the aircraft is tracking due east between position 3 and 4 and is heading 080 degrees. When it gets to turn upwind at position number 4, it's already heading 080 degrees. It's going to turn to north. Its turn is going to be less than 90 degrees because it was holding a wind correction angle on the crosswind. It tracks straight to the north. When it gets to position number 1, it's going to turn crosswind again. And this time, if it just turns 90 degrees, it'll drift to the south. So it's going to turn less than 90 degrees. It's going to fly a heading of maybe, 280 degrees. It flies crosswind at 280. It gets to position number 2. And now it turns more than 90 degrees because it's going to turn downwind, heading 180. So the airplanes at positions 2 and 3 turn more than 90 degrees, and the airplanes at positions 1 and 4 turn less than 90 degrees. The question reads, in flying the rectangular course, when would the aircraft be turned less than 90 degrees? Well, it's corners 1 and 4.